This is your WLCX Daily News Roundup for the Eagle 1490 AM in La Crosse.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here is what Wisconsin needs to know. The state Supreme Court will take up two cases that would decide the extent to which abortion is legal in Wisconsin. The court agreed yesterday to hear two challenges to Wisconsin's 1849 abortion law. The U.S. Supreme Court is at issue in the race for president after some divisive recent rulings and scandals. Sarah Harris is with the civic engagement group Stand Up America.
It's important to think about generations after us because many of the people who could potentially be put on the bench will be on there for 50 to 60 years, potentially, as justices continue to be appointed younger and younger.
Harris's group took a poll and found 64% of voters prefer 18-year term limits for Supreme Court justices. President Biden returns to Wisconsin this week. He plans to campaign in Madison on Friday. Today, Biden meets privately with leading Democrats concerned about his debate performance last week. The mayor of Glendale is accusing poll observers of disrupting the vote in a special election primary yesterday. Brian Kennedy tells WISP Politics observers were challenging every absentee ballot as poll workers tried to process them. Two of the observers are known conspiracy theorists. Governor Evers says if state lawmakers don't release $125 million set aside for PFAS cleanup, people in small rural communities will be on the hook for cleaning up pollution they didn't cause.
Concerns me as we have small places all across the state. Their ratepayers are going to have to pony up another 50% to make sure that PFAS are taken care of.
Evers says companies that pollute soil and water should be responsible for cleanup. An important subsidy for Wisconsin child care centers is due to run out at the end of September. Governor Evers says lawmakers need to do something to save child care accounts.
It's important for our economy. If we lose that money, there will be places that close, and if people lose their child care, then they'll likely leave the workforce. So it's pretty simple.
Evers speaking at a child care center in Red Granite yesterday. Schools in Wisconsin will get more than $400,000 for manufacturing training. Students will be trained in 3D printing, welding, drone operating, and other skills. The Department of Workforce Development says more than 4,600 students in 17 school districts will benefit. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Happy Wednesday, Cooley Region. I'm Jimmy Kuska for 1490 The Eagle WLCX and LacrosseEagle.com. Here's a look at what you need to know in southwestern Wisconsin. The Mississippi River is currently cresting in La Crosse. It'll come in at just under 15 feet in moderate flood stage for the next couple of days. The river has already been cresting to the north, while to the south the crest will last throughout the weekend. Flooding has closed Pettibone Park and parts of other parks, including Riverside Park, which is hosting Riverfest this week. City officials said that Riverfest will go on as planned, with barricades put up to keep people away from the parts of the park that are flooded and to keep people away from the high water. A proposed ordinance to limit camping on city-owned property to 12 hours was voted down by the La Crosse Judiciary and Administration Committee yesterday. The vote was 3-2 against, with one committee member abstaining. Mayor Mitch Reynolds spoke in favor of the ordinance, and the agenda packet said that the measure would save the city money from having to clear out established encampments. Now the proposal will head to the full city council next Thursday, where the ordinance could still be approved. La Crosse officials mailed out the 2023 water quality survey, and for city residents, it's good news. Water testing showed that there aren't any contaminants above recommended levels for drinking water at any well in the city. PFAS testing came in far below the DNR's threshold, as well as other materials like aluminum and lead. La Crosse officials said that the city never used lead in its original installation of water lines, so contamination is very low. You can see the full report on the city's water utility website. Two area school districts are receiving grants to help with CTE programming. The Wisconsin Fast Forward program awarded $400,000 to schools around the state, with La Crosse and Holman each receiving part of the grant money. La Crosse is getting over $17,000 to use for its robotics lab and engineering science kits and increased college credit opportunities. Holman will get just under $11,000 to buy 6 3D printers and 2 drones to help increase its dual credit course offerings. You can take Civic Media with you wherever you head this summer, including this 4th of July weekend. You can download the app now on your device's app store, or you can find it at civicmedia.us/app. Have a great 4th of July, everybody. And from the Civic Media Newsroom in La Crosse, I'm Jimmy Cuska for 1490 The Eagle, WLCX, and lacrosseeagle.com.
The Bucks and their new draft picks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks introduced their two new draft picks, A.J. Johnson and Tyler Smith, both just 19 years old. So why do the Bucks have six young, underdeveloped players on their roster right now? GM John Horst.
The balance is intentional. You know, we've got really great core depth at the top. We've got young veterans that can come in and help and contribute like they did last year, and we're going to add more to this team through free agency.
Baseball. The Brewers with a 4-3 win over the Rockies in Denver last night. Bryce Terang with a sacrifice fly to right, dropped by the Rockies' Hunter Goodman. Jeff Levering with the call. Bally Sports, Wisconsin.
Popped him up. Shallow right. And the right fielder lost it. It's going to fall. Terang hustling for second base, and he is in, and this game is tied.
The Brewers came up with walks to load the bases. Rhys Hoskins beamed to force the winning run.
We didn't get the big hit. We pecked away like little woodpeckers and came up with enough.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. There's a new Blade Runner in the works at Amazon Prime called Blade Runner 2099. Michelle Yeoh and Hunter Schafer are the series leads and will be joined by Matthew Needham, Johnny Harris, and Caitlin Rose Downey. Plot lines and details about each character are being kept on the down low for the time being. Ridley Scott and David Zucker are executive producing the show, which takes place after both previous Blade Runners. There is no release date yet, but the show is currently shooting in Prague. Actor Jamie Foxx says he saw the tunnel but did not see the light. Fox was referring to the 3 weeks when he was in a coma a year ago. Fox was hospitalized for what remains an undisclosed medical condition and told people on the streets in Phoenix about his ordeal while recording it for social media. I'm just guessing that not seeing the light when about to die would be enough to scare you back to consciousness. Kids' films are saving the box office this summer. The latest family-friendly flick, Despicable Me 4, opens July 3rd and is expected to dethrone Inside Out 2. The fourth installment of the animated series is expected to pull in between $100 and $125 million over the five-day holiday weekend. The film stars Steve Carell, Kristen Wiig, and Miranda Cosgrove. Melissa Etheridge told People.com that David Crosby was really generous with his sperm. In addition to being a good friend to Etheridge, Crosby is the biological father to her kids. While promoting her new docuseries, Melissa Etheridge, I'm Not Broken, Etheridge says it was Crosby's wife who suggested her husband lend a hand. And he did. There is no word yet on whether the actual donation scene was reenacted for the docuseries, but if you give it a watch and see a man who looks like Crosby pour himself a glass of wine, dim the lights, and put on soft music while alone, turn the channel as quick as is humanly possible. Third time's a charm, or season 3 that is, for The Bear. Deadline reports that 5.4 million people watched the premiere episode of the new season, making it the third most watched season premiere ever, the most watched FX season premiere ever, and the most watched scripted series premiere ever. While talking about the latest Beverly Hills Cop film, Eddie Murphy shared a story about an interesting meeting with Marlon Brando. People reports that during Murphy and Brando's conversation, Brando said, "I can't stand that kid with the gun." Murphy learned that Brando was talking about Clint Eastwood, who was only 6 years younger than Brando. The first time the two met, Murphy gushed to his favorite actor of all time, Brando, about his performance in The Godfather, to which Marlon Brando said, everybody can act, except Clint Eastwood, apparently. Of course, this was all before Brando decided to retire to his island and eat bananas full time. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 85 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, clear 63. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms at a high of 82. And then we have more rain and thunderstorms tomorrow night into Friday. And there could be some heavy rain, too, with an inch or more of rain possible. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
That's your WLCX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lacrosseeagle.com.